Oh, the mystical people, they think they are wise, with the smooth on their faces and the stars in their eyes. But the truths of this system are spoken and sung by the workers who bear the brown lung. Oh, the mystics, they wear the blue jeans, but their heads are in the stars. They do not know how the denim is made, nor the... And my place is not in an ivory tower seeking some power divine, but it's out on the bricks with the union folks at the mills in Caroline. Oh, the mystical people, they think they are wise, with the smooth on their faces and the stars in their eyes. But the truths of this system are spoken and sung by the workers who bear the brown lung.
Grateful Dead from the past that you've probably never seen before. Dennis and Susanna are on at 7:30, then they're followed by music from Wake of the Dead all through the night. Get tickets at Chico Paper Company and online at kzfr.org. Coming on Thursday, September 28th, it's Celtic Music with Old Blind Dogs coming to the Chico Women's Club. Get tickets at kzfr.org, Chico Paper Company, and Poland Cyclery. Touch of Chico is Sunday, October 1st at Chico Creek Nature Center. That starts at noon. Then starting at 7 p.m. that same night, Sunday, October 1st, it's Melvin Seals and the Jerry Garcia Band at the Chico Women's Club. Show starts at 7 o'clock. They'll do two full 90-minute sets. Get tickets online at kzfr.org, Chico Paper Company, and you can get them at Blazin' J's. Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe are coming to the Women's Club on October 20th. Ray Wiley Hubbard at the Women's Club on November 3rd. John Craigie also in November. Greg Luancano from the Mother Hips in November. T-Sisters in December. Tim Bloom in December. The California Honey Drops in December. All these shows and information about them online at kzfr.org. This is the station that believes in peace through music, 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California.
And that's where you're tuned, FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico. My name is Dave Gazzetti. I've been sitting in, doing the best I can with American Pastimes. Pleasure to be here sitting in on the show on a warm Wednesday afternoon. American Pastimes is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Bigfoot Carpet, providing professional installation of carpet, tile, vinyl, laminate, and hardwood flooring for the greater Chico area. Bigfoot Carpet carries a large in-stock selection and is located at 3436 Highway 32 in Suite 100. Bigfoot Carpets can be reached by calling their number. It's an easy one, 879-0000, 879 then four zeros. Or you can visit them on the web at bigfootcarpets.com. We'd also like to thank the Four Bay Aquatic Center in Oroville. It's just minutes from Chico. The Four Bay Aquatic Center offers rentals, on-the-water classes with stand-up paddle boards, windsurfers, canoes, hydro bikes, pedal boats, and sit-in kayaks. There are also aquatic day camps and rowing camps for kids and seasonal memberships. They're open May 26th all through the summer. Visit Four Bay AquaticCenter.com, and four is F-O-R-E, Four Bay AquaticCenter.com. Every day is a fun day at the Four Bay. All right, let's hear a little old folk music from Joan Baez.
I was born in East Virginia. North Carolina.
Few of these tunes off a CD that I've had forever, the greatest folk songs of the 60s, and the next one up is the great Odetta.
Sitting on his papa's and
90.1 KZFR presents A Night of Honky Tonk and American Roots Music on Friday, August 25th at the Chico Women's Club. It's the Blue Merles with Brad Peterson and friends. From Chico, the Blue Merles.
I like the speed and I like the motion. I like the rocking machine.
Host of Studio 416, Saturday afternoons on KZFR, it's Brad Peterson and friends.
But I don't think they even missed us. I guess Buffalo ain't here for me at all.
Show is Friday, August 25th at the Chico Women's Club. Doors at 6:30, show at 7:30. This is a KZFR low-dose show. Cover charge only $5. Get your tickets at the door. Get them in advance at Chico Paper Company. It's the Blue Merles with Brad Peterson and friends, Friday, August 25th at the Chico Women's Club. It's a KZFR benefit.
That's this Friday on behalf of KZFR. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And here on American Pastimes, let's hear from Utah Phillips.
Those old organizers were great street speakers. There were no sound systems. They were given the task, mainly working stiffs up out of the mines, off the wheat harvest, out of the logging camps. Had set themselves to the task of standing on windy street corners and exhorting, polemicizing, waving their arms, windmilling it was called, and getting people to walk over the street from, instead of being gathered around the Starvation Army band that was Bible banging and Jesus preaching and telling these working folks if they give what they had to the Lord, they get pie in the sky by and by, try to get them to cross over the street and listen and join a fighting union and change the condition of their lives, the condition of their labor. Of course, they had to talk pretty loud, and they had to talk pretty fast because you didn't know when the cops were going to show up. I'll give you an example of what that street speaking was like. Here's a street oration from old San Francisco Phil Melman. Fellow workers, industrial workers of the world are going to organize the entire working class. What is working class? Fellow workers, why the working class is anybody who's got a boss and works for wages. You got a boss and you're working for wages. It doesn't matter if you're a college professor or a ditch digger. You're in the working class and better be proud of it. Why the middle class is just a joke made up by the bosses to keep us fighting against each other. Now, the industrial workers of the world are going to organize the working class into one big union of all skilled, semi-skilled, and unskilled workers in one big union, the OBU. We've got the OBU. We'll have a general strike. Strike like that will last about half an hour. Then we're going to take this thing apart and put it together so it makes more sense. With the means of the production in the hands of the producers, produce for use instead of profit, create abundance for workers and nothing for parasites. Thank you.
He is propped upright in some last lost corner of his life, waiting the only new thing left to see. He cultivates memories rich and brown like gardens. Hardly 80, his eyes already inward turning, he has banished himself to worlds of fine gray dust. Tonight, wrapped around a chair, he rolls another damp cigarette and sends those blue clouds on their familiar reach into the bag of weathered yarns. And like some deft and protoplasmic being, turns himself inside out to feed on the silence that is me. I spent my whole life making somebody rich. I busted my ass for that son of a bitch. And he left me to die like a dog in a ditch. And he told me I'm all used up. He used up my labor, he used up my time. He plundered my body and squandered my mind. And gave me a pension of handouts and wine. And told me I'm all used up. My kids are in hock to a gogical work, slaving their lives out for some other jerk. Yeah, my youngest in Frisco just made shipping clerk. He don't know I'm all used up. Hey, young people reaching for power and gold don't have respect for anything old. For pennies they're bought and for promises sold. Someday they'll all be used up. They use up the oil They use up the trees, they use up the air, and they use up the sea. Well, how about you, friend, and how about me? What's left when we're all used up? I'll finish my life in this crummy hotel. It's lousy with bugs, and my God, what a smell. But my plumbing still works, and I'm clear as a bell. Don't tell me I'm all used up. Outside my window, the world passes by, gives me a hand out and spits in my eye. And no one can tell me, 'cause no one knows why. I'm living, but I'm all used up. Sometimes in my dreams I sit by a tree. My life is a book of how things used to be. And kids gather around and they listen to me. And they don't think I'm all used up. And there's songs and there's laughter and things I can do. And all that I've learned I can give back to you. And I'd give my last breath just to make it come true. No, I'm not all used up. They use up the oil and they use up the trees. They use up the air and they use up the sea. Well, how about you, friend, and how about me? What's left when we're all used up? Are you cold, forlorn, and hungry? Are there lots of things you lack? Is your life made up of misery? Then dump the bosses off your back. Are your clothes all torn and tattered? Are you living in a shack? Would you have your troubles scattered? Then dump the bosses off your back. Are you almost split asunder? Loaded like a long-eared jack? Boob, why don't you buck like thunder? And dump the bosses off your back. All the agonies you suffer, you could end with one good whack. Stiffen up, you ornery duffer, and dump the bosses off your back. Bom, bom, bom. In Mount Olive Cemetery, Mount Olive, Illinois, that's the Union Miners Cemetery. There's an enormous statue to one of the most powerful people this country ever created. Probably don't know who I mean just by that, unless I say that she was a woman, and that she led one of the most extraordinary lives imaginable. Her name was Mary Harris. Mary Harris Jones. Mother Jones. It's hard for the human mind to encompass the life of one person that embraced the presidencies between Andrew Jackson and Herbert Hoover. Born in 1830, died in 1930. Well, when Mother Jones was a little girl, there were people still alive who remembered the Revolutionary War. And she died on the eve of the New Deal. Her millinery shop in Chicago burned down during the Chicago fire. She was in her 40s when she heard Abraham Lincoln speak. She knew everybody. Her best friend was Powderly, the founder of the Knights of Labor, the forerunner of the industrial workers of the world. But then she was one of the founders of the IWW, the Wobblies, as they were known, still are. But most of all, she was the miner's friend. She was the miner's mother. As an elderly woman, she walked over those snow-covered game trails in Kentucky and West Virginia, leading the miners' wives, armed with mops and brooms to drive the scabs out of the pits when their husbands were in the union hall trying to decide whether they were going to strike or not. Mother Jones was not an organizer, she was an agitator, which meant that she was as much despised by the organizers as by the bosses themselves. She was just a wild card on everybody's deck. One time, Mother Jones was in southern Colorado. She showed up at the Union Hall in Trinidad. This was in the early 1920s. Once again, the men were meeting, deciding whether they wanted to strike or not. Now, the governor said he wasn't going to send the militia into the coal fields, but he lied, and he did. Sent Rockefeller's militia in. Well, when the word reached the Union Hall that the militia had entered the coal fields, Mother Jones jumped up and said, "Let's go get the sons of bitches." She stormed out. Didn't look to see if anybody was following her. Nobody was following her. She just went up the road and confronted those troopers by herself. This is the song that came out of it. All the patriotic troopers come a-marching down the pike, prepared to shoot the miners in the Colorado Spike. With whiskey in their bellies and vengeance in their souls, they came prepared to shoot the miners full of holes. In front of those brave troopers loomed a sight you seldom see. Loomed, she was less than 5 feet tall, weighed less than 100 pounds. You're going to look like that and loom, you probably ought to be somebody. In front of those brave troopers loomed a sight you seldom see. A white-haired rebel woman whose age was 83. Charge, cried the valiant captain in awful thunderous tones. And the patriotic troopers charged and captured Mother Jones. Oh, it's great to be a trooper with a musket in your hand, prepared to do the dirty work the lords of wealth command. It's great to shoot a miner and hear his dying groans, but there never was such glory as that charge on Mother Jones. Yeah, Mother Jones was in that year referred to by President Theodore Roosevelt as the most dangerous woman in the United States. And she was 83 years old. That's some kind of dangerous.
You're listening to Utah Phillips on
many years ago,
American Pastimes.
Up in the panhandle of North Idaho, around Kellogg, St. Mary's, Coeur d'Alene, there was a series of labor actions, really an industrial war, populist war. Well, the wages of the miners was reduced. The operators said it was to help bring down the price of freight on freighting the ore out of the territory. And naturally, they just laid off a bunch of people so that they could bring the wages down. So they struck, and the scabs were brought in to work in the mines, work in the mills. Well, you know, those class-conscious workers up there in the panhandle, they went from mine to mine, mill to mill, and they arrested the scabs, took them prisoners of war, locked them up in the union halls. They occupied the old Frisco mill, which hadn't been used for some time, and blew it up. Then they occupied the Bunker Hill itself and threatened to blow it up. Now, the governor at that time, Frank Stunenberg, had been elected on a labor ticket. He betrayed those miners by sending in the militia. The bullpens were built. And many of those miners were beaten, clubbed, frozen to death in the bullpens. Somebody got a vendetta together, I suppose. Nobody really knows what happened, but a fellow by the name of Harry Orchard planted a bomb on Stunenberg's front gate. He went to open the gate, and it blew him up and killed him. Well, it seemed like a pretty good opportunity to use that event to break up an emerging organization called the Western Federation of Miners. People who were completely not involved with it down in Colorado, Bill Haywood, Big Bill Haywood, William D. Haywood, one of the founders of the Wobblies, Bill Moyer and Pettibone, were kidnapped by armed deputies sent down from Boise here, taken all the way back up to Idaho, and there was no extradition. They just kidnapped them, and there was a very famous trial. Well, of course, Borah, who went to the Senate, he stood for the prosecution, and the defense attorney was the great Clarence Darrow. Clarence Darrow managed to get him off. Yes, a very rare old song I don't think anybody's heard for a long time came out of that. Lane Stubblefield, the Idaho balladeer, used to sing it. Let's see if I still know it. Harry Orchard is in prison, the reason you all know. He killed Frank Stunenberg right here in Idaho. He set his bomb so carefully, he did not hesitate. Blew poor Frank to kingdom come when he went to shut the gate. Oh, Harry has killed others, for them my heart it bleeds. He must pray for God's forgiveness for his terrible misdeeds. Harry blames the Wobblies, and maybe he speaks true, for no one on this earth can tell what such a band will do. Oh, the leaders, they was kidnapped, hijacked, don't you know? Bill Haywood and George Pettibone was brought to Idaho. Clarence Darrow stood to shield them. The result, it was so sure. Bill Haywood and George Pettibone, free men, walked out the door. So listen, all you young men, the real lesson, it is plain. Be prepared to pay the price when you set a bomb for gain. Harry Orchard finished his life out in the penitentiary. A beatific, white-haired little old man who kept the flower beds. A bunch of people got together some years ago to try to let him out because he was so quiet, peaceful, beautiful to look at. The warden of the prison, who'd been there almost as long as Orchard, said, "I've known this man as long as I've been warden, and I know if you set him loose, he'll go out and do the same damn fool thing all over again." Bill Haywood. Big Bill William D. Haywood is so strong in the West.
That image of the strong Western man, but not a cowboy. Not one of those movie images. His mother was a 49er who was stranded in Salt Lake, headed west. His father rode for the Pony Express. Bill Haywood was born in Salt Lake. Worked starting as a young teenager in the mines over at Gold Hill in Nevada. I was in Butte, Montana some years ago doing an organizing drive for the IWW at Butte Miners Hall No. 1. Went over to the Helsinki Bar afterward, because that's where all the people at that drive wanted to sign up, and we signed up a good number of wobblies then. But the woman who owned the bar, that's the last of Finntown, you understand. The rest had been mined out by the open pit mine in downtown Butte. Well, Viola, who passed away just lately, she said, there's a woman here in town that knows a story that you've got to hear. So she put a closed sign on the door, came back about 15 minutes later with a tiny little Finnish woman who sat there for the better part of 2 hours sipping that harsh Finlandia vodka. And like a flower, gradually began to open up. The story she told me was about Big Bill Haywood, about the time that he lived in Butte before there was a Wobblies, and worked as an organizer for the Western Federation of Miners. He was married to a woman by the name of Nevada Jane. Nevada Jane had fallen from her horse and couldn't walk. She was crippled for life. The way the story went, in the morning, you could see Big Bill Haywood carrying Nevada Jane and the two kids down the hill. He would leave her at the train station where she could organize the women of the town while he was in town dehorning. I asked this old lady, "What that dehorning, what is that?" She said, "Well, when the miners are underground, you want to plan a union meeting. So when they get off shift, they'll go to a union meeting and do something about changing the condition of their labor, the condition of their lives. But instead, they head for the bars. So while they're underground working, you go to the bars around town with axe handles and make sure they're closed. Of course, you get beat up a lot." She said, now, well bloodied, Bill Haywood would make his way back to the train station and pick Nevada Jane up in his arms and carry her with the kids hanging off of each shoulder back up to that little house they lived in. Well, that's kind of a different idea of the Big Bill Haywood that you read about in what history books will talk about him. I was on my way down to a club in Hopewell Junction, New York, with Kate Wolfe, who was a fine and remarkable singer who passed away from leukemia some years ago. Kate was going through my notebook in the back seat and found that story about Nevada Jane and Big Bill Haywood. She told me to pull over, made me get in the back seat, gave me my pad and pencil, and told me to turn that story into a song, which I did. And the reason she did that was because she said, you tell all these stories and sing songs about these strong male figures in the labor movement, and this is a little different idea of a man like that, a little different idea of Big Bill Haywood, other than the usual roughneck image that we always get. So I went, got in the back seat, and she drove, and yes, I did get it done. Are the linens turned down in folds of glowing white? Are you lying there alone again tonight? He's marching again through the cold November rain. You know he'll come back home, Nevada Jane. And when he stumbles in with blood upon his shirt, washing up alone just to hide the hurt, he'll lie down by your side and wake you with your name. You'll hold him in your arms, Nevada Jane. Have you seen the way he holds her as though she was a bride? Children riding on the shoulders, strong and wide. She never thought to scold him or even to complain, and Big Bill always loved Nevada Jane. Nevada Jane went riding, her pony took a fall. The doctor said she never could walk again at all, but Bill could lightly lift her
The big hands, rough and plain, would gently carry home Nevada Jane. Oh, the storms of Colorado, they rained for 10 long years. The mines of old Montana were filled with blood and tears. California, Arizona, and Utah heard the name of the man who always loved Nevada Jane. But now the ranks are scattered like leaves upon the breeze, and with them go the memories of harder times than these. But some things never change, they always stay the same, just like the way Bill loved Nevada Jane. Have you seen the way he holds her as though she was a bride? Children riding on the shoulders strong and wide. She never thought to scold him or even to complain, and Big Bill always loved Nevada Jane. Yeah, Big Bill always loved Nevada Jane. Well, it was a fighting movement, a singing movement, still is. Of course, they tried to bust it up during the McCarthy times. That's Joe McCarthy, the red baiting, when the effort was made to destroy the labor movement and push us back into industrial dark age without that 8-hour day, without those mine safety laws, you know. And they'd do it if we let them do it. The only thing that stands between us and that industrial dark age is that we get together and organize, which is to say, learn how to get things done together that we can't get done alone. That's all a union was ever intended to be. Here's an old song from those dark times. Boy, if you know everything there is to know about this song, you know a whole lot. Got a refrain on it, so wherever you are, if you want to sing along, please do, but you're under no obligation. Oh, the company's so good to me, there's no more Reds in the union. I'm as respectable as can be, there's no more Reds in the union. My wages, they're up so high, my family's starving, so am I. But sooner than complain, I die, there's no more Reds in the union. I'm paid the lowest wage on earth, there's no more Reds in the union. I'm paid exactly what I'm worth, there's no more Reds in the union. I think the company is fair, they speed me up, but I don't care. My kids complain, but I don't dare, there's no more Reds in the union. We never talk of workers' rights, there's no more Reds in the union. They tell us that it leads to fights, there's no more Reds in the union. Our leaders, they have always said that folks that talk like that are red. So we listen to the boss instead, there's no more Reds in the union. Each year we have a swell affair, there's no more Reds in the union. The bosses and their friends are there, there's no more Reds in the union. They give us food, they give us beer, but one thing does seem mighty queer. We eat that good, but once a year, there's no more Reds in the union. Praise boss when morning work bells chime. Praise him for bits of overtime. Praise him whose wars we love to fight. Praise him, fat leech and parasite. Amen. That's it.
All right, some great history, especially in light of Labor Day coming in about a week and a half, by Utah Phillips. Utah Phillips lived the latter part of his life up in Nevada City, and he had come to Chico many times, and there's no better historical storyteller and singer than Utah Phillips was. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Just a couple more minutes left here of American Pastimes, and then at 5 o'clock it'll be Without a Roof, and at 5:30 it's Non-Human Radio on KZFR, so stay tuned for that. American Pastimes is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Yoga Center of Chico. Longtime yogis Tom Hess and Rex Stromness have created a yoga center dedicated to yoga and holistic healing. They offer workshops, retreats, private sessions, massage, and both day and evening classes. For more information about the Yoga Center of Chico, they're located at 250 Vallambrosa Avenue, Suite 150, which is next to the T-Bar, and you can call them at 342-0100 or visit yogacenterofchico.com. We'd also like to thank the Printed Image. They're specializing in custom screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. Using the latest technology in their state-of-the-art building, the Printed Image provides custom screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products for business, organizations, or special events. For custom apparel and promotional products, the Printed Image has dedicated specialists providing quality service as well as quick turnaround and memorable products. Call 898-9525 or visit printedimagechico.com. So just got time for about three more songs here in American Pastimes. It's been a pleasure here sitting in today on American Pastimes, and I'll be back to Woody and Friends next Monday at 9 o'clock. So it's been great being here today, and here's Mississippi John Hurt.
Sweet candy, man's in town, candy man, candy man. He's got the candy that's 9 inches long. He sells it fast, I hope I'm sure it's cone. Candy man, candy man. Getting mighty sick. You must be stuck on the candy man stick. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Wicked eye. 'cause they're getting low. And scarcely think we're gonna get a little drink till we get to Buffalo. Till we get to Buffalo.
Well, the captain, he stood up on deck with a spyglass in his hand, and the fog, it was so doggone thick that he couldn't spy the land.
Oh, the Uri was arising, and the jib was getting low. And I scarcely think we're gonna get a little drink till we get to Buffalo. Till we get to Buffalo.
Now, 2 days out from Syracuse, the vessel struck a shoal. We liked all been foundered on a chunk of Lackawanna coal.
Oh, the Uri was arising, and the jib was getting low. And I scarcely think we're gonna get a little drink till we get to Buffalo.
She wore a ragged dress. We hoisted her upon the pole as a signal of distress.
Oh, the Uri was arising, and the jib was getting low. And scarcely think we're gonna get a little drink till we get to Buffalo. Till we get to Buffalo.
Now the captain, he got married, the cook, she went to jail, and I'm the only son of a sea cook left to tell the tale.
Oh, the Uri was arising, and the jib was getting low. And scarcely think we'll get till we get to Buffalo. Till we get to Buffalo. The Uri was a-rising, and the jib was a-getting low. And scarcely think we're gonna get a little drink till we get to the city of Buffalo.
Till we get to Buffalo.
And a friend always.
Thank you for listening to American Pastimes. Today we're going to go out with the Tom Paxton song. It's been a pleasure to be here.
He never cared if I had no dough. We rambled round in the rain and snow. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. In Tulsa town, we chanced to stray. We thought we'd try to work one day. The boss said he had room for one. Says my old pal, we'd rather bum. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Late one night in a jungle camp, the weather it was cold and damp. He got the chills and he got them back. They took the only friend I had. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. He left me here to ramble on. My rambling pal is dead and gone. If when we die we go somewhere, I bet you a dollar
he's a ramblin' there. And here's to you, my ramblin' boy. May all your ramblin' bring you joy. Here's to you, my ramblin' boy. May all your ramblin' bring you joy.
It is indeed the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Guillermo Mash on behalf of the Without a Roof radio program. And you are indeed listening to 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Also, be aware that opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, board of directors, underwriters, or volunteers. Alrighty, welcome to the August 23rd Without a Roof radio program. And this month we're focusing on homelessness in the school system. And this week is secondary school systems. And we're real happy to be able to present a very powerful and insightful piece around PATH Scholars, which is Promoting Achievement Through Hope. And it's a program at Chico State University that helps foster youth and current or formerly homeless youth navigate their way through school. And to find out more about the program online, go to csuchico.edu/fosteryouth. And before we delve into that, we have a public service announcement around an event I've been supporting for the past 5 years for homeless vets and their families. And it's called Yuba Sutter Veteran Stand Down. And it's this weekend. So listen up to Mike Nichols here on People Power Radio. I have Mike Nichols on the line here for a pre-record. And he is the mastermind, maybe that's the term I'm using, but I know there's a lot of people that work with you, Mike.